The 15th February, as previously published on the council's website. Do we all agree that it's true and correct record number?
Agreed, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent, thank you. Any apologies?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I've got apologies from Councillor Fordham, who substituted this evening by Councillor McEwen, Councillor Gareth Jones, who substituted by Councillor Edgela, and from Councillor Roycroft, who substituted by Councillor Cross.
Thanks very much indeed. Public question time?
That's
three.
Nil.
Councillor session?
That's nil.
Called in items?
That's nil.
Members' items?
We have.
There's item submitted by Councillor Godfrey and Councillor Pardesi. We'd like the committee to be updated on the latest management staffing levels throughout the authority. Jim? Oh, yeah, I've read it out, haven't I? There's a response? That's what you want, a response.
I was going to say, Chair, if I can do it, obviously it's as set out, so it's pretty straightforward what the question is. Just going back to the task and finish, very, very briefly, Chair, I don't know if you want to be able to, and our last council and our last resources meeting. I hope this committee can scrutinise as a body rather than breaking down on party political lines, which it seems to be. And that's a shame if that's happening, because it's not scrutiny. I'm just not mentioning it.
No. Thank you very much, Councillor. Tim.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the invitation to come to speak. So I'm grateful to Councillor Godfrey and Councillor Pardesi for raising this issue. As you imagine, it's always uppermost in my mind to make sure that we've got the full staffing resource that where we possibly can to deal with all of the work that the authority has got. As of 1849, on the 7th of June 2022, the number of management vacancies within the authority, I believe, is one. We currently have not got a deputy development manager in development. We advertised the post fairly recently but did not get any suitable candidates, so I understand that the development manager is working with Wendy to look at that post and see whether we want to make any changes to it or indeed address the work of that post differently. So we're not carrying any other vacancies other than that. So on that level, the answer is fairly straightforward. However, what that doesn't tell you is the whole picture. And I sent an email around to all members this afternoon concerning the leadership team and the changes that we have got there, and I'm happy if it would be helpful, Chair, to go through briefly the contents of that email this evening. Following the pandemic, we find that we've got a small but significant number of individuals who have chosen to retire for various reasons. Some of them were kind enough to hold over their retirement to see us through the pandemic. Neville Raby is certainly an example of that, but having come out, we hope, the other side, at least of this phase of the pandemic, felt that it was time for him to retire. We also unfortunately had, as you know, the retirement of Robert Simpson due to ill health, which was unexpected and not something that he wanted to happen or indeed we do. We've also got an issue where the head of development is currently on sick leave and has been for some time, so we need to take action there. But if I just pick out the highlights, you'll be aware that Bob Keane also retired in the summer, and we've been very ably served by Tim Willis, who you've heard from this evening, as an interim appointment in the Section 151 Head of Finance role. We're now going out to recruit to that post permanently. And an advert will appear in the Municipal Journal next week for that. Because it's already a shared service, there's no reason to consider holding the post back because of the wider discussion of shared services, because it wouldn't change that. It's a very competitive market for that particular role, so we've taken some time about making sure that the post is as attractive as we can. I mentioned Craig Jordan, who joins us tonight, and Craig is covering for Karen Tierney during her sickness absence and making sure that we've got that continuity of service. Craig's an example of some interim staff that we've been able to bring in who've got a lot of experience locally as well. carried out a very similar function in Lichfield for many years with some distinction, and we're very pleased to have him to help us out at this time. With Robert just having retired, moved quite quickly to bring in somebody to cover his role, a man called Neil Clifton, who again is very very experienced. There's quite a good fit between him and the post, but more particularly he will bring a wide range of management skills and be able to work with Lee, who's also here earlier, and other managers within that team to help their development and to make sure that those services continue to be progressed. Neville Raby, as you know, will retire on the 23rd of June. We already had his goodbye presentation in this room, and I'm delighted that Wendy Jennings, who's in the back here, who's worked with Neville for many years and obviously knows the authority inside out, has agreed to act up with Neville going and will bring a great deal of continuity and experience to the role, which is really helpful. Ian Curran has also agreed to pick up the Deputy Chief Executive role that Neville was doing in addition to the Head of Human Resources, and will do so from Neville's retirement date. Peter Kendrick is never tells us his age. We all think he's much younger than he obviously is, but he has been planning his retirement as Head of IT for some time and has given us plenty of notice, so that we now know he's going to go in November, and so we will make the necessary plans to be able to replace him. And we've made one or two other adjustments which are detailed in the email to you, which perhaps don't need to get to tonight, just to make sure that we can manage this next 6 months where we're considering the case for shared services and preparing a report and back to you, and also looking at the financial challenges that we've got as an authority going forward. So we have had some challenge in terms of people retiring and moving on. Nothing unusual, albeit that they've been compressed a little bit because of the ending of the pandemic, and we've taken the appropriate measures to make sure that we don't have gaps in the management structure going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks very much indeed, Tim. Thank you. Councillors, any comments? Councillor Godfrey, then Councillor Edgeworth.
Thank you, Chair. Obviously, very reassured by Chief Executive's comments there. It's always good he's got a full management team he's happy with. And obviously, we should all rejoice in that, because obviously, you do need a very skilled management team to manage an authority like this. It was of concern to us that some of the people left all at once. And you have reassured us. So if you're confident, I'm confident. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Yes, I'm really pleased that we have got the offices in place and that we are moving forward. I think that's very good. But I think probably I might be speaking for some of the other members, actually. Some of these names don't mean anything to me. I don't know these people. And I thought it might be a good idea that we had a little seminar where we could meet these people and they could get to know us and we could get to know them. So I asked the Chief Exec if that is possible one afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor.
To arrange something, Chair, and perhaps send out a picture and a little bit of bio of those people.
Thank you.
Wendy sat behind you.
I'm Craig, yes.
Councillor Wilkinson.
Thank you. It's actually Winnington.
Oh, Winnington, sorry. Blame my age, Councillor.
Just very quickly, perhaps to reassure Anne, a lot of the names that we've now got in the frame are actually have been in public sector for a long while, and I know Craig with Ditchfield we've met in the past, and Neil from Newcastle-on-the-Lyme. I'm really pleased. We've got a good team. It was a good team before, but we've got this continuity. And hopefully we can start and deliver even more now. So, well done.
Thank you very much, Councillor.
Can I just
Councillor, yes.
Just comment on Councillor Wellington's. All right. you've been in cabinet, Mark, and you fully understand, you've probably met these people, but a lot of us haven't. Backbenchers haven't met these people, and it would be good that we did meet them. Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much, Councillor. Right, okay, there's nothing else then, members. We'll move on to the next item.
Excuse me, Chair, for another.
Yeah, of course, thank you. This is item number 7A, quarter four performance reporting. And I think Grace is here to lead us through the minefield.
I am, or whatever. Indeed. So,
okay.
Through your chair, as you said, this is quarter four performance reporting, so it ends on the 31st of March. So it's as set out in the report, and it contains updates for climate change and green recovery, and also a well-run financially sustainable organisation. So I do want to point out that there is one indicator that is reporting to be below target, and that is around the procurement of the new digital customer services platform. But I'm happy to go through that as we go through the report, Chair.
That's fine. Thank you very much indeed, and thank you for drawing that to our attention. So, start with page four. I'm going to do page by page, and so just stop me when you've got a point. Page four, page five, page six, onto the landscapes, page seven, page eight.
Yes, Chair.
Page eight, Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Chair. 3.42, Chair, I'm pleased to see that we are keen on investigating green network enhancements, and we're told that the new Riverside Local Nature Reserve has been declared. I believe I was told by the biodiversity officer a while back that the area across the road, there's a small natural habitat across the road on Fairway, that there could well be a possibility of either that being declared a local nature reserve, which is what residents are hoping it will be, either independently or to join in with this Riverside Local Nature Reserve. Chair, I'd just like to ask if that possibility could be investigated, please, explored.
Through you, Chair, I'm more than happy to go back and ask the officer, Councillor.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you. So that was page 8. Page 9?
Yeah, page 9.
Page 9, yes, Councillor?
It's 422, which hopefully Tracy will talk to us about when we get to page 12.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get to that on page 12 in a moment.
Yeah.
Page 10, page 11, page 12. Okay, 42.
Tracy, it says the project team have the specification's been written and we're waiting the agreement for the exercise to complete. Where are we on this?
So through you, Chair, so I understand that the procurement, we will be in a position to go out to procure between 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, happy with that, Councillor?
Yeah, happy with that,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Good, thanks very much indeed. So that was page 12, and that's the end of that one. We now come on to item 7B. Thank you, Tracy, as well. Thank you for that. And we come on to Corporate Complaints Monitoring 2021-2022. I'll take this page by page, Councillor members, and see what you make of it. Page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, page 2021-22. So we note that, presumably.
Yep.
The next one is Business Planning Report. This is 7C. This is written in Andrew's fair hand, and it's the annual report of our committee, beautifully presented by the officer, and which will be presented to council in August, I believe. July. I'm back from my holiday. That's right. Yes. Okay. July.
Move to approve.
A move to approve. There we are. Thank you very much indeed. We all agree on that? All approve?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Fine. So that's that one. Now, the next one is our work program. Oh yes, and this is I do keep saying that the work program can also be driven by members of the committee as well. It's not simply for officers or me or whatever. You can as members of the scrutiny say, look, can we have this on the agenda? Can we discuss that or whatever? Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, you'll remember a couple of meetings back we had a discussion of the reception area downstairs, and it was agreed that this would be reviewed by Cabinet, but as far as I'm aware, we've had no feedback. Would it be possible to put that on our next agenda, please?
Would you agree with that, members? We ought to get some feedback about, you know, where we are with the... I see the forest of hands growing up. Tracy, you go first.
Privy, Chair. So we did take on board the concerns of the committee, and we have provided some chairs down on reception now for customers. We have signage has been completed now, and that's up, and there's also some pretty plants to just make it look aesthetically pleasing, hopefully.
Councillor Smith?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Yes, following Councillor Pardesi's report last time, I did go down there. I haven't been. And I went in with my wife looking hopelessly lost. And within a few seconds, the ladies from behind the glass doors came out, wanted to know what the problem was. And, anybody who doesn't know where to go, they've got screens there. They're looking at them all the time, and they can come out immediately if somebody's looking lost and doesn't know what to do. Which is, I think, one of the things that you were concerned about. People went in and didn't know where to go. But I went in, and as I say, I played down. And they came out and attended to us.
Right, okay, thank you. Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Chair. Since we're all giving our little personal experiences at the reception, I should give you mine. I was waiting, it's happened twice actually, I was waiting for visitors. To visitors here in the Civic Centre. And while I was waiting for the visitors, at least three people on one occasion, two on another occasion, people came up to me and asked me questions where things were. They thought I worked. Well, some people think I do work here. But they thought I was there to help them and guide them. And obviously I was just waiting for somebody. So obviously there was a need there for people to be pointed in the right direction. And at the moment that doesn't seem to be the case.
Okay. Been
continually monitored.
Right, so what do we do then, members?
That's the duty to the managing.
Can I suggest you? Can we have a report back to the next committee? Would that be? I think Councillor Pardesi asked for that. Did you?
I mean, there's no reason why an officer shouldn't write a report on this. Bring us up to date on it.
Yeah.
For the it's not as if we're massively overloaded, actually. There's the August meeting, where you've got scrutiny of the waste contract, then the final accounts, the performance update, and the work programme. Tracy.
Through you, Chair. Would members like to just come down and have a look at how everything operates, and we can, you know, get the team to show you through the process, to show you the actual room with the screens, because I'm not sure what I would be reporting back on at the next scrutiny otherwise.
Okay. That's another possibility,
idea,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So would you be happy, members happy with that? If Tracy would sort out a date and a time or something when people could meet up there,
yeah,
and then you could do a sort of a briefing on the way the thing works and introduce people to others in that area, how they help and so on. How about that?
Suggest the invite is all councillors, not just this committee. I think all councillors would be interested in doing that.
I'm not sure our reception would hold all of them.
You don't normally get 40, do we?
Well, a lot wouldn't come. But
oh, yeah.
I think this is a. I feel a bit sorry for Tracy taking the question on this. I mean, it does look great, it looks very modern. But I just feel that with being so many functions happening in this building now, not just the council, there's other organisations that use this building, people do need pointing in the right direction. And sometimes, you know, we take it for granted we can use these things. Well, some of us can, I can't. But people come in and they've got an iPad in front of them and it confuses them. And if somebody doesn't come swinging out of the office, like Mike just said, you are wandering around looking a bit lost. And like I said, people do want direction. You know, I've learned from my experience, people asking me where they were going to go. So,
but I think we've had a proposal before us that Tracy sorts out a time and date for members to come along and have a briefing on the thing and be brought up to date and meet some of the staff involved in this area. Councillor McKenna.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a case for a mystery shop there? And just get some feedback from that mystery shop. I think Mike is a mystery. More than just your person, half a dozen.
Can I just say, Chairman, what Councillor Goldfish says is right. Most of the people who come in there are not coming to see the council. Mm-hmm. Certainly when I spoke to Rob Wolfe about this, all the people who come to see his department, revenues and benefits, they're all prearranged appointments. So people, you know, they know what time to come in and so on. But people who do come to other areas, and I thought the signs, if you were, the signs are there to tell you which floor to go, mm-hmm. to what department you want, what company you want, or what organisation you want.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. But I still am aware of Tracy's offer to two people. The only question was, should it be this scrutiny committee, or should it be the whole council, or whatever? So, come on, give us a steer, members.
It's very difficult, isn't it, and something like that, because you don't know
how many will turn up.
Tracy doesn't want to be Mary Poppins walking out with an umbrella. Follow me.
Tracy puts an email around inviting councillors who want to come, and if there's more than enough for one visit, she makes two or three.
That's a good idea. Excellent.
I think we can leave it to Tracy, Chair.
Are you happy with Tracy? Happy with that? It's manageable, I think. Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Councillor Smith. Matters resolved. Good. Thank you very much, Tracy. So we've got that visit then to that. Okay, so now we come on to the agendas for 23rd of August. You can see what's up there, scrutiny of the waste contract. And then 10th of November, we've got a scrutiny of the Freedom Leisure annual report. That's going to be taking place in November. I'd have preferred it to have taken place in August, but the reason we couldn't was because the officer, Liz Hulse, who's the new area manager for Freedom Leisure, had already booked a holiday before all this came up. So, I mean, hopefully next year we will have the area manager in for August, so that we can have the Freedom Leisure annual report in August rather than November, which is a bit late. Then we've got more on the in January and February, but no doubt we'll probably populate those with other items as well. Yeah, and don't forget, members, you can actually suggest things that you'd like to see on the agenda. Obviously we need to give officers a bit of time, but you could do that yourself. Councillor Trowbridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank you for putting the Freedom Leisure Committee further back for this horse.
Yeah.
She did ask me to pass on the thanks, but she really wanted to be at the first meeting.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And please pass on my best wishes to her as well. Because, of course, Liz used to be an officer of this council. You remember, don't you? Yeah, there you are. So she's an area manager of Freedom Leisure.
Yeah, she's stupid, of course.
Yes, yeah, stupid, yeah. Okay, so any other points on that?
Mr. Chairman, if you're going to move Freedom Leisure into August in 2023, you need to look very carefully at the waste contract, because both of these are extremely long pieces of work to look at.
Yeah.
So you've either got to...
Oh, we'll change the waste contract. Yeah. Oh, we wouldn't put them together, I think.
No.
That way, nice breakdown. but thank you for that point. Thank you. So any other matters on that, members? Right, well, with that, that concludes our business for the present of the for the Resources Scrutiny Committee.